Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are. This is it. It'll seem like 5 minutes from now we'll be doing the last radio broadcast of 2011, Lord willing. But this is the last live radio transmission that I'll be doing in the year 2010. 2010 is collapsing into dust. He's got a very long beard, and his teeth are falling out right in front of us, and he is now becoming see-through and breaking into blocks of ash that are hitting the ground. Out with the old, in with the new. You know, what are dates? I mean, they are just markers we use, a signpost in our life. But it is important just to illustrate how transitory life is and how special it is to be alive and to be conscious in God's great creation. We're going to be live here today for the next 4 hours. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's been writing some really powerful news reports. And he's going to be joining us on the state of the police state, the state of the awakening that's taking place, the fact that 1984 has now arrived here in the Republic. And we're going to get into the economy as well with the father of Reaganomics, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury. And then our once-a-week visit. I was out of town last week, so I wasn't here. So it's been 2 weeks since we've had the pleasure of talking to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. He's going to be on with us today. We've also got some surprise guests popping in the overdrive fourth hour today. I want to come back from break and really just throw out some of the most important things that I think have happened in the last year and what we are facing going into 2011 here in about 12 hours Eastern, 13 hours Central. I guess it's 15 hours Pacific, but why am I obsessing on factoids? The point is that this is a very important broadcast, obviously, because it's always important to take stock of the year past and looking forward into the year to come. And I tried to write some notes this morning of all the important things that have happened in 2010, and it just made my mind spin. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phones up throughout the full 4 hours today. I'm going to open the phones up throughout the full 4 hours today, interspersed with the guests we've got coming on one big issue, one topic. We don't screen your calls, but every few weeks I'll say, hey, will you please call in on this topic or call in for this guest with specific questions for him? And people, of course, hardly ever follow that rule. And we could be talking about fluoridation of water. They call in wanting to talk about the price of tea in China. But this is easy for you to follow today. I want to hear what you think the most important developments were in 2010 and what you think is going to happen in 2011 coming up. So that is just basically a full spectrum. Anything you want to discuss, you can. But in that context, I want to hear from you, because I know there's no way that I can even remember or chronicle or keep track of all the important things that have happened. It almost does it an injustice if I come back from break and tell you what I think is important that happened in 2010, because there's no way to list what's most important up front. So I'll just cover the smattering of ideas I've got when we return. There's also been some really amazing draconian developments that we were expecting, but still it's really hard to deal with it when it's unfolding. I mean, it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to know that it's actually here. And one thing to know a bus is about to hit you. It's another thing once you feel it actually run into you, you feel your bones break. So a lot of serious things have happened in 2010, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as we look forward to 2011, if folks think 2010 was wild and woolly, get ready. 2011 into 2012 is going to be a roller coaster. Stay with us.
Hey! Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be live for 4 hours. It is the final live transmission of 2010 as we go into 2011, 2012, and beyond. We're going to have open phones to get your take on what you think the most important developments of 2010 have been. Not so much the biggest news stories, you know, who got a tummy tuck or who got a nose job or who OD'd or, you know, oh my gosh, well, they may cancel some NFL football games. I know for the brain dead zombies, that's the most important stories of 2010. Obviously there's the banking implosion. There's the tyranny coming out in the open. There's the mass awakening to the private Federal Reserve in 2010. There's the admissions by the government of geoengineering, climate manipulation, weather warfare they're waging against us. That's going on right now. There is the global unraveling of the dollar that happened last year. I mean, there are just hundreds of things that have gone on. There was the huge ongoing TSA scandal that really is galvanizing people more and more to face the fact that this is real tyranny. And the people of the United States and other countries that have a similar management system going in are really waking up and saying this is about dominating us and training us to be slaves and getting in our comfort zone. I even have the London Guardian today and Washington Post and other big publications coming out and attacking the TSA and saying it's wrong and that it's molestation and that it's tyranny. I mean, there are big things happening. Here's The Guardian. The TSA's state-mandated molestation. The humiliations of the pat-down policy with Janet Napolitano wants to expand are an Orwellian assault on American freedom. And I can't even read on air what the TSA is admitting because of a child's audience. But we've not made jokes. Some have made jokes. It's not a joke here that they will start doing proctology cavity searches. And, of course, many reporters, people couldn't believe it months ago we were covering it. It happened to female reporters and male reporters where they put their hands on your genitals and press hard. I mean, it hurts people. Now they're, well, I'm not going to, through the pants, so they go into the pants, they're going, I'm not going to get into it. You can read the Guardian article. This is the biggest newspaper, not just in England, but in Europe, and it sounds like Paul Watson wrote it, or Kurt Nemo, or Alex Jones, okay? Because, you see, you got to be careful with tyranny. As they baste people in it, as they marinate you, as they take you to new lows of degradation in the name of keeping you safe, as they try to set insane precedents by doing radical things, that's the Overton window, as they do that, instead of just getting you to fully submit, if they push too hard, it can cause you to buck and finally wake up. It's kind of like, to use the analogy of a vampire, if it sneaks up in the night and, you know, sucking some blood gently, you might not wake up. But if it just comes right over and sinks its teeth in and starts really sucking hard, you might wake up and try to fight off the Nosferatu police state, the Count Dracula police state. And that's what's happening here. So the trance really, you can say, was broken in 2010 for many people. The biggest acceleration of awakening that this planet's ever seen, and Zbigniew Brzezinski said that in 2010. All of humanity is awake and staring at the political rulers, at the people behind the throne, the engineers. That's a problem for them, as Lou Rockwell said eloquently yesterday. Once you're not looking at Bush the puppet or Obama the puppet, though they are distasteful teleprompter-reading creatures, and once you start looking at the central banks, the Madoff types, the Kinley types, you know, Keating 5 types, this is Keating 5, you know, point 10, version 10, version 20, version 10,000. I don't know. Pick your version. It just gets worse and more off the charts. And if they can just make you just lackadaisically, I don't care, I'm going to go get drunk, they win. And you get a Nazi Germany, you get a Soviet Russia, you get a Maoist China. But we can reverse that. As decadent and slob-like as we've all become, and even if you're in perfect shape, culturally we become slovenly, lazy. None of us are one-tenth as hard as people were 150 years ago. There's no doubt about that. We become disconnected from reality, disconnected from the earth, disconnected from blood, sweat, and toil. And where if you didn't put enough food away for the winter, you and your family starved to death. People become domesticated. Well, the trance was broken to a great extent in 2010. It dwarfs all the previous years combined. I mean, it's the big awakening. Will we supercharge it? Will we grasp the wheel of destiny and put our imprint, our will, into this great contest? There's always been a contest, even if you don't believe in God and the devil. There's always been a contest between control freaks, thugs, abusers, sadists, psychopaths that create systems of domination and control to carry out their fantasies of total enslavement. That's a fact of humanity. It's like a tropism. You plant a seed, water and sunlight hit it, it gets nutrients, it sprouts, it comes up, the plant aims towards the sun. It's a tropism. And it's the same thing with the globalists. Black uniforms, mass death, raping, wars, burning cities. It's what the psychopath creates when they get control. And they always get control by staging events and posing as your savior and paying people off and creating armies of corrupt people to serve them. They always find key units of murderers to then expand, who will then recruit other murderers, other control freaks. I mean, we know exactly what this does. It's like if you go to the doctor and they say you got this type of brain tumor, it grows this fast, you're going to be dead within 6 months. It's 100% goodbye. Just, you know, run out in front of an 18-wheeler that's going 100 miles an hour, you're going to die. I mean, we know what this does. Okay? I mean, it's like hanging a big old side of rotten pork over a boat and throwing rotten chicken blood in, and a big old great white shark comes up and its jaws open up, and right as you see its jaws going over that, you know, rotten side of pork, that hog, I mean, you know those teeth are going to incise in, and it's going to jerk a big old chunk of meat off. I mean, it's not rocket science. I just want to get this across to people. And we've got the worst case and the most scientific, sickening, gibbering, bloodthirsty case of tyranny I've ever studied. And we're not studying something now in history books. It's on us right now. We're under attack. And it's 2010 that people really started to get it. And again, I'm not bragging when I talk about my personal experiences. It's the best gauge I've got. I can fly into any city in the Western world. I can go into Latin America. I can go to Europe. I can fly into Los Angeles, New York City, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can go anywhere. And it's not every 20 people that stop and shake my hand now. It's 30, 40%. It's gotten to the point, if I go see a movie, I can hardly go to the bathroom and come back without being stopped a dozen times. Now, the New World Order knows that. They're tracking everything. They're spying on everybody. They know liberty is incredibly popular. And the last domino to fall, the people are awake now to a great extent. There's still hordes that are zombies, and you're not going to be able to help them. They don't count, unfortunately. I wish they did, but they're not in the equation. They're spectators being run over. But in 2010, the trance was broken. The people realized that they were under attack. But now they're just discovering just how serious that attack is. And the last domino to fall, and it's beginning to tip. And if we just all put our effort into it in little ways, with even little steps every day, many hands make light work, that domino is going down. Now, the globalists are going to try to start World War III and set off nukes. I mean, they're capable of anything, and I see in my mind's eye mega terror if we don't expose them and talk about it. Then we take that tool away. But there's no doubt they've got really bad stuff locked, cocked, ready to go. But the last domino to fall, this is so important, is that most people who are awake still think they are the minority. And that's the last domino. I'd have to say 60%. The polls show this. Congress has a 13 to 9% approval, depending on which major scientific poll you look at. 9 to 13, what's the difference? Lowest in history, still plunging. Obama, lowest in history, plunging. People, the Republicans made compromises with the Democrats because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. Now conservatives are going completely ape. There's no honeymoon with that scum. It's very exciting. But still, 60% or more are awake now, but they just, it's like you wake up in the dark of the night and you kind of forget where you're at or what room. You ever wake up in a hotel and you're out of town and you kind of wake up thinking you're in your own home? You go, oh, that, you know, that's right, I'm in Galveston, Texas. Oh, I'm in Los Angeles. Ooh, I'm in New York. I'm in D.C. Ooh, I'm in Toronto. I'm in London. So people have woken up, but they're in the dark now. They're awake. We that are more informed at a higher level have got to bring them up to the next level. Now that they're awake in the dark, we got to strike a match and go, it's global tyranny. It's happened in history. It's happening again. Here's what's happening. Here's who they are. Here's a film. Here's a link to a radio show. Here's a book. Here's some information. And again, it's a process. They won't immediately go out and kick the New World Order's hind end, but they will start growing. And then as the oppression gets worse, they'll now see it all as confirmation of what you told them. I can feel the energy of humanity shifting. I could feel the destiny of liberty rising, the spirit of 1776 as we go into 2011. God is on our side.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Nationwide under federal grants 24/7, 365 days a year. Hey, you notice what happens over and over again with all of this. It starts out with a few body scanners, and then, oh, scanners are going in everywhere, and then, oh, we're going to pat you down on top of the scanners. See, they always use psychology. The New World Order is run by psychologists and psychiatrists, anthropologists, sociologists. I mean, they admit that. It's all about the studying of their prey. The ruling class sees us as animals. And so it's all about the rollout. And it's also about the federalization of police following all these different federal orders. No refusal weekend program to exist year-round. Drivers who refuse breath tests will have blood drawn without warrants. Just 2.5 years ago in Texas and Florida, we've got a rubber stamp warrant. Court said, well, that isn't a real warrant. They just said, you know what? We don't need no stinking warrants. We don't need no stinking badges. Some of the big developments, I'm going to come back from break, start going to your phone calls. Obama's people announced earlier this week that they are indeed going to have the EPA start in the locales with grants, with the home inspections and the harassment of the farms and ranches. And it's all in the news today. They're going to go ahead with the global carbon taxes. California went ahead and put that into place. They're now going to phase in a 20% tax, basically on all human activity. Of course, China, India, Mexico, they have to make zero cuts. You thought your jobs left the country already? Whatever's left is going to go real fast because it's designed to deindustrialize us. And that's not my opinion. That's on record. Post-industrial society. Maurice Strong, UN, David Rockefeller. The head climatologist at NASA. I mean, this is their policy. The head of the transportation department in 2010, back in January, told the Wall Street Journal, said, absolutely, we're anti-car. We do want you out of your cars. They build the society on cars with sprawling, separated cities and urban centers. Then they start squeezing. We told you a few months ago with Lindsey Williams, he said that 3 months ago first, that it was going to be going up to $150 a barrel. Now the head of Dutch Royal Shell says, that's right, $150, $200 a barrel in the next year, $5 a gallon gas. But it's all part of the lawlessness. See, they're lawless. That's the Overton window. People send me emails, say, why did Glenn Beck call his book The Overton Window? Well, that's a psychological perspective. In fact, just print me the Wikipedia example of that. I should read the technical term for it. But the Overton window deals with a political window. And you've got in the false left-right paradigm, the left and the right. And if you want to really condition people to accept what you want them to do, even though it's radical, you ask for a million miles on the left. Just super extreme. Knowing that they're going to struggle and fight you, but then think that they've had a victory when they only push you back 500,000 miles. So it's the old, they take 2 steps, and then you fight and only push them 1 foot back. And then they take 10 steps, and you push them 7 feet back, but still they've now gained 4 feet. Then they push it 100 feet. You push them back 80 feet. But now they've got, see, this is how they do it. I mean, it's bold and wild in just a space of 3 months to go from, we're going to squeeze your genitals through your pants to, we're going to go in your pants. See, they don't care now if you know they take your baby's blood secretly at birth and that they lied about it for decades. Because they're moving against you. They want to be so radical and so extreme that you just go into a catatonic state. The Overton window is a political theory described as a window in the range of public reactions to ideas in public discourse and a spectrum of all possible opinions on a particular issue. It is named after its originator, Joseph P. Overton, former vice president of the Mechanics Center for Public Policy. At any given moment, the window includes a range of policies considered to be politically acceptable in the current climate of public opinion, which a politician can recommend without being considered too extreme or outside the mainstream to keep or gain public office. Overton arranged the spectrum on a virtual axis of more free or less free in regards of government intervention. When the window moves or expands, ideas can accordingly become more or less politically acceptable. The degree of acceptance of public ideas can be described roughly as unthinkable, radical, acceptable, sensible, popular policy. And so they say, yeah, We're putting fluoride in your water. Next is lithium. And you know what? We are doing it to hurt you. It's good. Humans are bad. And we've been conditioned. It's like, okay, kill me. You're good.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So it really is the Overton window, and government admits they're using that. Where people 50 years ago would have thought it was insane and wouldn't have put up with it, to have cities all over the country first banning BB guns. Now they're banning, I have several articles here in major cities, Nerf guns. See, first on key reservations where they have children, where the children haven't had their parents teach them their morals, and where they've been raised by the television, they can then mirror that propaganda in the school, and they can get away with things that adults would think of as extreme and crazy, like arresting small children for their G.I. Joe toy in their lunchbox because they have a 3-centimeter pistol in their hand, or arresting someone because they have a plastic butter knife to put butter on their bread. This is happening every week or so. I see it in the news. that is also creating a cadre under the peer pressure of government control and the union, teachers who will do anything and think that tyranny is normal. And I use this example a lot, but if you went back, and I've studied Mesoamerica thousands and thousands of years ago, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, there was very little human sacrifice going on in Peru and what's Guatemala today and what's Mexico today. But as more and more radical warlike tribes got in control, by the time Cortez showed up 500 and something years ago, it was just insane asylum, hundreds of sacrifices a day per city, on some holidays 10 plus thousand, giant meat markets of human flesh. That's how the priest class funded themselves. The main meat was human meat. And so you'd go into the market and they were selling all the different cutlets of men, women, and children. And if you went up and could speak Mayan to one of those tribes, to the Aztecs who spoke Mayan, that was a Mayan subroot culture, and you said, this is wrong, they'd think you were nuts. They'd laugh at you. So, see, they've moved the window so far that it's radical that I don't want to ban Nerf toys. See, they've already got the young generation ready for that, and soon they'll be the adults. And kids are raised by television where every show is, you know, set in New York or Chicago where guns are banned and where they see simulated cop shows where they're arresting people for owning guns. And so when a TV head comes in your house to clean your carpet or put in a telephone line and they didn't come from a rural area and they see a gun case, they call the cops on you and the cops respond. And the juries are so dumb, people go to prison all the time for legal guns in their house. I see that every week or so as well. That's an example of just mass mental illness. Hitler was able by degree to demonize certain groups and people until the Germans were ready to do whatever they were told. Same thing with the Soviets. When you're purely driven by peer pressure and you've got tyrannical scientific dictatorship, the sky's the limit. I'm going to your calls. I just wanted to get into this because on every front, they are transforming us into the opposite of what is archetypal freedom. They are transferring us into archetypal tyranny. A lot of writers, even in mainstream news, keep saying it's as if the government is trying to recreate 1984. It's as if it's a training manual. Hillary Clinton says it's her favorite book, and notice what she tries to create. See, for the tyrants, the answer to 1776 is 1984. From their perspective, that's what they want. And Jaron made the joke during the break that it's like party like it's 1984. And somebody should create a parody showing TSA searching people and chemtrails and cameras and blood draws. But then government can engage in all the corruption they want. And so when you see Supreme Court justices saying we're going to follow UN law and the Constitution doesn't matter in USA Today, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others, I've seen four of the nine make comments like that. When you see judges on a routine basis saying, I don't have the Constitution in my courtroom, just search that. You'll see it over and over again. That's a talking point. Colorado, Texas, you name it. I don't allow the Constitution in my courtroom. When you see all these different congressmen in 2010 say, I don't care about the Constitution. I don't care. We played those videos. In time constraints, I'm not going to play them now because I want to get to some of your calls. So when Ezra Klein, Washington Post staffer, and he's also a staffer at MSNBC, goes on a show and says, Constitution doesn't matter. See, people kept thinking the Democrats and Republicans, well, the Democrats last year tried over and over again to pass spending bills that originated in the Senate. Totally illegal, totally against the Constitution, but they tried to do it. And in some cases, they've gotten bills through that were spending bills out of the Senate. See, they're setting the precedent. When goon cops who are in a brainwashed system themselves in the Overton window, who've been conditioned and trained to accept all of this, when they come up, or even security guards, it's happened to my crew and myself, Kansas City Star covered it, the video's on YouTube, Aaron and Rob Jacobson are a half mile away from the Federal Reserve. They're across the street on the side of a highway videotaping. They're done. They drive down to a World War I memorial. They're on the side of a city street on a sidewalk, off their jurisdiction, in black uniforms, two federal security guards with sidearms walked up and said, I'm ordering you to leave. And they said, well, this isn't your jurisdiction. Even if you were a cop, you're outside your authority. And they put their hand on their guns and they said, look, I'm going to arrest you. And maybe they should have gotten arrested, but I've told them, unless they personally want to do it, don't. I probably would, but I've told them, you know, my order is to just get it on tape, illustrate it, and get out of there. And when they said, okay, we'll go, the man and woman security guards literally looked like Satan. You could see them. It looked like Emperor Palpatine when he does something evil. He'll crimp his lips with pleasure and go, it's just, And I saw the cops do that in Austin when my guys were on a city road on the back of the airport videotaping people going through with just a swipe card to illustrate how it's all a fraud with security. Same thing they raided the pilot for showing how it's a fraud. First nice cop gets there, but still puts them in a database. And I know you got a right, but give me your ID. Let me just run you. See, he's the nice Gestapo. And then others show up and say, I don't care if you got a right. Get out of here. I'm going to arrest you. And when they said, okay, we'll go, you see the cops just, good, good. That cop doesn't know that they're literally knocking the floor out from under themselves and their family. They have no idea. They think they're winning. They think they've got some type of personal power through the system. Let's play this clip. Ezra Klein, Constitution has no binding power on anything. And, again, they say this over and over again. And they know it's radical to say if you don't want government-run health care, you don't like black people. It has nothing to do with anything. It's bizarre. It's crazy. It's nonsensical. But they're practicing doing that just to make it la-la land. This is all in handbooks by these people. Now, here's the good news. We're taking the Overton window back to reality. We're saying, yeah, you blew up those towers. We're bold. We don't care if you demonize us. Yeah, we're going to cover the government nerve gas on our own troops and shoot little kids up with syphilis. And now you're a bunch of murderers. And they're like, no, don't do that. Yeah, we're going to do that. And they're like, well, we might get you. We'll just death threat your wife and surveil you and call you up and let you know we're watching you and tell you stuff that proves we're the government. And we'll have guys assault you in a parking lot. We'll have military threaten you. And you know what? When you finally just say, I don't care, do whatever you're going to do, they don't know how to deal with that. And they don't know how to deal with somebody that knows the card tricks. I'm catching them cheating with the cards in their sleeve. I'm calling them on it. So America and the world needs to get out of this sycophantic worship of tyranny and that going along to get along is cute and fun. People need to rediscover the spirit of 1776, the answer to 1984, 1776. But Kurt Nemo's got the article, Establishment Blogger, Constitution has no Yeah, Kurt needs to change that headline immediately. I know Kurt writes a lot of stories every day, and he's a Washington Post writer and an analyst for MSNBC. We need to change that headline to MSNBC analyst Constitution has no binding power. We don't have editors here because we're working so fast and so hard, and there's a hole that the Watsons have, Aaron has, Kurt has. I have it too. That they think a spell checker is an editor, and it's not. And the mistake that happens every day in almost every article is words, other words, because they think the spell checker is going to catch it. But if they have another word that's spelled correctly, it's not. But that's got to be the granddaddy of them right there. And if it's embarrassing to talk about it, hell, it's embarrassing everybody seeing it. So I just got to say, we need to get that changed. I know I'm evil. I'm bad. But it has no bidding power on anything. I want the headline, like I said this morning when I sent it over, to be MSNBC analyst. Constitution has no binding power on anything. Maybe Kurt thinks it says bidding. I don't know. Okay. Let's go ahead and play the video clip. Here is Ezra Klein. Constitution has no binding power on anything. Let's go ahead and roll it.
the Constitution. That's what Republicans want to do in the new Congress. In the last year, the 223-year-old document has been getting a whole lot of lip service. So when the 112th Congress is sworn in next week, expect to hear a lot more about it because the Constitution is at the center of three coming congressional battles. And we love wonkery mixed up with politics, so we're bringing our favorite wonk into the discussion to tee up some of the fights ahead. MSNBC contributor Ezra Wonk Klein is a staff writer for the Washington Post and joins us now. Ezra, good to see you. Thanks
so much. Good morning,
Nora. You heard all the different politicians talking about the Constitution. Well, this is what's going to happen. When Republicans take over next week, they're going to do something that apparently has never been done in the 221-year history of the House of Representatives. They are going to read the Constitution aloud. Is this a gimmick?
Yes, it's a gimmick. I mean, you could say two things about it. One is that it has no binding power on anything. And the two, the issue of the Constitution is not that people don't read the text and think they're following. The issue of the Constitution is that the text is confusing because it was written more than 100 years ago. And what people believe it says differs from person to person and differs depending on what they want to get done. So I wouldn't expect too much coming out of this.
Klein, Constitution has no binding power on anything. The article up at Infowars.com, MSNBC analyst, Constitution has no binding power on anything. Good article by Kurt Nemo up there if you want to see that. But this is their ongoing drumbeat. Now, what else do we see with this lawlessness? In Texas, the ATF and in Arizona and other border states is just ordering. No judge, no jury. No nothing, kind of like the FCC just said, we're giving out an order that we now control the Internet, and we're going to protect it. And then they announce it's net neutrality, but actually it allows companies to start restricting what you can do, where you can visit and give preferential treatment to certain websites. It's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic. It's the opposite of patriotism. Or the New Freedom Initiative to drug upwards of 50% of American school children. That's not new freedom. Unless it's the globalist new freedom to enslave and brain damage people chemically in this giant mental institution prison planet they've built. So feds want gun sellers to report rifle sales. But then when you read deeper in these articles, it's already going on. Just like earlier this year, it was in Bloomberg that federal regulators are ordering private pension fund managers to, quote, invest in failed banks. There's no law the government can order private pension funds to invest in failed banks, stealing the money of pensioners. That's what it does. But these companies go, okay, the government, if I don't do what they say, will come after me. They're criminal. Here it is. Local gun rights activists oppose proposed new over-controlling policy. That's out of San Antonio News, KENS5. So they're putting that in place. Now, here's another even bigger example of what I'm talking about right here. EPA taking over Texas greenhouse permits. See, they claim the states control, and they couldn't even get Congress to pass this law. The EPA, though, just says they're going to do it. And then Texas, that actually has force of law in the legislature and supplies most of the power to Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Oh, we're the biggest greenhouse criminals. Why? We've got power plants supplying power. China builds a couple new ones every week. We only get a couple a year. We're not allowed to have power plants. And the Environmental Protection Agency has waddled into the fray and is told Texas and told the governor and told the attorney general that we don't care what you say and what you do. We're taking over. Kind of like 2 years ago, happened twice 2 years ago, the parliament in Canada said, you know, we're going to remove the prime minister. You know, they elect him. You elect them and they vote. That's a parliamentary system. And he said, you know what? I'm calling in the governor general. And they just disbanded the parliament. The queen runs this country. See, oh, you got state sovereignty until we say so. But then the Congress that is the power of the federal government, even if the feds argue under the Commerce Clause or whatever that they have control of the state, which they don't, the Congress makes the law. And the Congress says no, but the rogue bureaucracy doesn't care. There's your example of lawlessness. EPA taking over Texas greenhouse gas permits. The Environmental Protection Agency announced Thursday that it is taking the unprecedented step of directly issuing air permits to industries in Texas under their new rules, citing the state's unwillingness to comply with greenhouse gas regulations going into effect January 2nd. The EPA, which has no force of law. But it's kind of like it's policy with the TSA. They stick their hands down your pants. And now they're taking over the malls and the streets. We're going to come back, go to your break, go to your calls in the next segment, the segment after that. Then at 8 after, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts joins us, and I will take calls while he's on with us as well today. And then we have Max Keiser, the surprise guest, in the fourth hour of Overdrive today for about 30 minutes. And we also have Bob Chapman joining us, and he'll be open phones throughout the transmission today. So if you've got any questions or comments for any of those guests or you want to comment on what you think was most important in 2010 and what you think is coming up in 2011, we'll be talking to you directly on the other side of this quick break. But again, that very important story that is up on Infowars.com. Establishment Minion is out there saying that the Constitution is not binding. I thought it was the law of the land. See, these people are completely lawless in our face. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
go to your calls. I just want to make the final point that when people like Ezra Klein of the Washington Post, an MSNBC analyst, get up on television and say, oh, the Constitution, it's terrible. It doesn't matter. It's not binding. These are conscious tyrants. They've joined the bad guys. They want to bring in tyranny. And so if there is no law over government, then it is Hitlerian. It is the Fuhrer precept. Let's go to your phone calls here. Appreciate folks holding. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex, and Happy New Year to you.
Good to have you.
I'm calling from Sheridan, Wyoming, because I wanted to let you know that for months I've been battling our corrupt mayor on this water fluoridation issue. And on December 20th, he and a couple of his cronies voted to implement water fluoridation. And, of course, attached to that is the promise of a federal grant between $4 million and $8 million.
Well, that's because the feds care that your teeth be healthy.
You bet.
When they're not nerve-gassing foster children or troops or hiring Nazis or funding communists. They come on, John, they care, man.
So what they're doing is they're using as a pretext for this $4 to $8 million grant to treat against cryptosporidium in the water, and then also to implement water fluoridation.
Well, I got to say this, though, John. You know, I did make the request that people call in about what they thought the biggest news story of 2010 was or what they think is most important. So I guess in a way, you're kind of on the massive, huge field of topics. But this has been a big year for the truth about bisphenol A and plastic coming out and about all these chemicals in the home and how it's destroying people's autoimmune system. But I personally believe, and I've studied the law, that you can prove that in the so-called sodium fluoride, the government may have listed that rat poison as good, but they haven't listed mercury, lead, and other things as good. You get a foyer, you get a sample of the brand and the company they're using, then you sue them. It's going to have radium, uranium in it as well, probably, from where they mine this stuff, and most companies do. And even the dumbest people out there know uranium's not good for you.
I passed out a copy of the case against fluoride by Dr. Paul Connett to every member of city council as well as the mayor the day before Thanksgiving. Now, they had the vote 4 weeks later on December 20th, so they each had time to read the book.
Yeah, they don't care. They're being given lobbying money. I appreciate your call, John. It's just terrible. But I'm glad you're out there fighting. And see, now they're proposing lithium in the water. I mean, if they can do that, why not lithium? And they say it is to make you calm. Let's talk to Heath in Texas. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. As first-time listener or first-time caller.
Welcome.
I was just going ahead and thank you, Alex, for everything you've done. Woke up a lot probably about 2 years ago. I'm a vet. And I just appreciate your work, man, and all you've done for us.
Well, thank you, sir, for the support. We couldn't do it without the listeners. But, I mean, briefly, what do you think some of the biggest developments were in 2010?
Probably the financial and the Fed. That's the one thing that you woke me up on is it's owned by an oligarchy of 12 banks instead of it's federalized. That's it.
And 2010 was the year where the poll went from 5% a decade ago or less, knowing it was private, to 20-30% in 2009, to national polls between 75% and 80%+, knowing it's private and a fraud. Boy, I tell you, that's some good news, isn't it, Heath?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate it, Alex. And you have a good day.
I appreciate you, Heath. Let's talk to Sean in Illinois, and I'll hold him over. But go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Alex, I want to talk about the 2011 predictions.
Okay.
Wednesday, I'm having dinner. I'm reading USA Today. And the bartender that I turned white after what I read. There's two guys, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel. And they're predicting, both of them, a terrorist attack.
Oh, of course they are. That way they get to then go, oh, see, we predicted it. Kind of like the CFR, Gary Hart, Warren Rubin Commission, predicting everything that would happen before it happened. Stay there. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.